Books on Tape presents An Absolute Scandal by Penny Vincenzi, read by Rosalind Landor. Legal Disclaimer. In this novel, I have aimed to draw an authentic portrait, which necessarily, as context, makes reference to Lloyd's and the scandals surrounding the organization, such as those relating to asbestosis claims. However, as will readily be understood, the novel is, from start to finish, entirely a work of my imagination, and the characters, companies, and their actions in the story are entirely fictional. Prologue. August 1990. So the person you loved best in the world had killed themselves, had felt so desperate, so absolutely hopeless that it seemed the only option. How could you live with yourself? How could you ever come to terms with it, knowing that, in the end, even you had not been able to help, to offer comfort of any kind? And, even though you knew it was not directly your fault, that the blame could be very arguably laid at the door of that gleaming, futuristic-looking building in the heart of the City of London, currently wrecking so many lives, you would still blame yourself every hour of every day for the rest of your life. It wasn't the first such death, of course, and nor would it be the last. People had been lured by the promise of an easy, apparently risk-free wealth by the tenants of that building, basing a luxurious lifestyle upon it, a lifestyle of beautiful houses, of expensively educated children, of lavish grown-up toys, and all the other powers and pleasures.